It's my great pleasure today to speak with Cabot Lyman and Ruth Woodbury Starr. Cabot Lyman is the owner of Lyman Morris Boat Building. He moved to Maine and started the boat building company in 1978. In 2016, he opened 250 Maine Hotel, a boutique hotel in Rockland. Ruth Woodbury Starr, a Maine native, is general manager of the hotel. It's really great to have you both here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So 250 Maine is really a unique hotel for the state of Maine. When I think of the Press Hotel and 250 Maine as being the only ones of their sort, I believe, in the state. Mm-hmm. I haven't stayed everywhere, obviously, but what was your inspiration for this?
Well, the idea was to have something that was going along with what was happening in Portland, which is getting more, I don't know, as I say, Brooklyn chic kind of atmosphere, and I guess I'm quite modern and what people are doing today, and our own touches. So, and we had the, we were building it from scratch, so we had the advantage of not trying to fix up an old building. So it was relatively easier for us to do it than other places. I think it came out pretty well. You know, it was a combination of a architect and interior designer and a lot of us tweaking. it worked pretty well. So.
Yeah, there are a lot of interesting touches. I think the iPads that are replacing all of all of the papers that normally one gets in the hotel, and the lounge downstairs that offers some breakfast but also has drinks later in the day, and the artwork. I mean, the artwork is really great. It's all curated. Is that right, Ruth?
It is. It's a cooperative of most of the galleries right in our Mid-Coast area, mostly in Rockland. And all of the art is for sale, you know, through the gallerist, and proceeds going to the artist. So it's a way to support that part of our community. And it changes out quarterly, so it's like sort of like a gallery itself.
There's also enough space, the way that the ceilings are done between floors and with the big fireplace, that there are very big pieces and very unique pieces too. It's not your average hotel art.
That was part of the design, and part of the real thing was to have real art rather than the prints that you see in most hotels. So we really, and that, this works out really well for everybody. So yeah, it's fun. It's fun to have all that. What's been fun for me is that we've got a lot of children of good friends of mine that are actually exhibiting in the hotel, which I absolutely love. So it's great. So
it really couldn't be in a better location either. I mean, Rockland has some places to stay, but this is right on Main Street, but not. And close, but it's not in the middle so that you can't get through with your car. Yeah. And you've got great views of the waterfront and the sunrise. I mean, the deck is wonderful. The top floors are so expansive, but really there isn't a bad view from any room.
No, you're right. It worked out really well. So it was a hard lot because of the way it's angled, but the angle ended up turning out to be a real plus. So it's great. So yeah, and that's why my sons got me into this, so they saw the lot for sale, and that's what we went for.
It seems as though someone who has spent more time doing boat building stuff, moving into a hotel, that might have been a kind of a interesting experience.
Yeah, I think the comment is maybe I should just shoot me, but not really. It's the hotels worked out great, but it was a bit of a slow time for the boat building industry, and so we started to wander towards a little bit how to keep our guys busy and a little diversification and a little investment in the future. So we did it, but it's worked out great. I'm really pleased with the building, so it's great. And we got Migas running it, and they've done a great job. And that's what a lot of like the iPads and so forth, that comes from the Migas touch. So. And Migas, of course, is the outfit that's running it, who Ruth works with. So.
But we still work very closely with the Lyman Morris. And, for example, my facilities director is straight from the boatyard. He can fix anything, build anything. He can 3D print a soap dish or a shower pan. So we're never in disrepair, that's for sure. handy guys over from the boatyard.
Yeah, that's really cool, the idea that you can do 3D printing and come up with something that's very useful.
Yeah, give them a hammer and a piece of wood, and it's always going to be a beautiful property.
Migas is doing some interesting things. I know that I interviewed, he was a youngish gentleman.
You interviewed Jed Porta, I believe.
Yes, for a little TV segment. Mm-hmm. And I was really intrigued to hear that, not unlike what's going on in Cabot's family, that there's a lot of family back and forth. There's a lot of interaction. There's a lot of wanting to maintain the sense of family and community, but also looking toward the future.
That's right. Yeah, it feels really good for me to be working for two family companies and main family companies. So it means a lot. Both of them, I think, have a little bit of throwback, but a lot of innovation. And that's what happens when you move down generations, too. So it's a great combination, and it's great to know you're working for good people.
Where did you grow up, Ruth?
I grew up north at Millinocket. I had a paper business family, and I've been all over the state. I also grew up with a trawler right in Rockland Harbor, a boat I grew up on. So family in Rockland and high school there. So every time I look out my office window, I sort of think about, you know, coming full circle and really sharing. I'm from all over the state and sharing that with my visitors.
Yeah, it sounds like you have kind of the love of the inside part of the state, mm-hmm. and also the love of the coast.
Absolutely.
Which I know, Cabot, you and I were talking about your Vermont connection. So you have the same kind of thing, although it's love of inside of New England, I guess. So you're a coastal guy, but you also love going back to the mountains.
Oh, both, very much so. But yeah, we came here because of the coast. And we came here because of boats. And Heidi and I spent a lot of time after college. We were running charter boats and sailing around in the Mediterranean for quite a while, back in what I would call our hippie days. And that really pushed us right into Maine, back to Maine. So, and I grew up coming up the coast up here and being on boats and working on boats. So it was all about Maine.
So was it important when you were looking at the lot for the hotel that it be looking out on essentially a working waterfront?
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't have bought it otherwise. That's a really nice lot for Rockland, Maine, and Rockland's on a roll, and so it worked out really well to have that lot come up. And we were already starting to look about what the future brings, and that lot came, so we jumped on that, yeah, very quickly. So it is an exceptional lot for Rockland. Yeah, that park in front will always be open, so it works out great. So.
Now, you told me before we came on the air that you wanted there to be kind of marine and nautical touches, but you didn't want it to be your standard hotel that, you know, with anchors and anchors on the pillows and
right.
You didn't say that, but
well, I mean, my wife was very Heidi was very adamant about that we weren't going to do that. So I think we've got enough marine in there, but not overwhelming. So yeah.
Ruth, what are some of your favorite I guess marine inspired touches within 250 Maine?
I think there's just generally a lot of nods to Maine industry. The fabrication, the I-beams, reminds me of Bath Ironworks and the boatyard. I love that there's Kevlar sail rope running the banisters and wrapping our rooftop deck. The rooftop deck sort of comes to a point, sort of shaped like the bow of a boat, so you can king of the world it up there on the top corner. So it's very subtle, and you really have to look for it, but you know, the wood, the shiplap, all referencing, I think, our state's past and industry.
I noticed when I was going up the stairs that you've painted quotes in the stairwells.
Oh, yeah.
And that you've made sure that the stairwells also are nice enough so people would like to take the stairs, which is unusual. I take a lot of stairs, and a lot of places don't. It's sort of an afterthought. Like, if there's a fire, you could take the stairs, but otherwise, that's not what we expect
you
to do.
That's right.
So where did that come from?
That was my deal. I've seen that in other places, and it's just really neat when you're walking up the stairs to see something, to, as you say, make it fun to go up those stairs. And I have a feeling that future generations are going to use stairs more than the elevator, just because we're all realizing what we need to do. I often use stairs and not elevators in a building. So.
Well, so now people who are going to Rockland, they're going to have to specifically go in.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I want them to do.
Yes, see the quotes. We won't spoil it.
That's right.
And I notice kids like to run up and down the stairs, so that's good.
It's very good for the parents who are trying to get some sleep.
Exactly.
That's for sure. Ruth, you have a background in wellness. You actually worked at Soma Wellness.
I saw you interviewed Julie Wright.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of crossover in what I do now and have always done with what I did for Julie. Wellness is important to me personally, but I think there is a real intimacy and tenderness in taking care of people overnight and in those vulnerable hours, especially when they're far from home. And I just think a general aspect of why people travel is that escape to get away, so I want to provide that safety and security is another thing we do in our business, kind of dry, but overall just really taking care of people and providing a safe space for whatever they need. It's wellness.
I've noticed that hospitality in Maine, I mean, we've always had a strong sense of hospitality because we've been welcoming people from other places for a long time, but it seems as if it's even more upping its game. It seems like we are really trying to compete with some of the bigger markets. At the same time, I know that sometimes getting enough people to work in the hospitality field can be a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
What has that been like up in the Rockland area?
I'm very proud to say that we are providing close to a dozen year-round positions, and the winter has proved really good to get us all through. There is a big difference between Portland, where I lived for years, and the Mid-Coast area in terms of seasonality. It can be kind of tough to make it through the winter, but I think we're providing something that's fun and educational, and I would like my professional legacy to be sort of providing an educational setting. I think the hospitality industry is a great place for people such as some young people in our area who may not have access to higher education to still advance in a field where if you're willing to do and learn, you can really get ahead in the hotel business. And I'm trying to provide a working environment where I can teach them everything I know. So once I've got a good person, I try to keep them. And trying to provide, not just a job, but maybe potential careers for people.
Well, and I know that that's really important. We actually have one of our sales account managers was in hospitality, I think, for at least a couple decades. And the skills that she learned that she brought into our organization were really quite wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's the ability to be organized and work with people and understand how to make people feel good and welcome and cared for.
Mm-hmm.
Cabot, I'm wondering, because you've been doing boat building for quite a long time, you started Lyman Morse Boat Building in Thomaston. You moved here in 1978. That's a few decades.
A few decades in.
So you've probably seen some things, and your business has grown a lot.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you've learned through this process?
Whoa, a lot. But, I enjoy being an employer with skilled people. We've got great crews, and we've certainly seen a huge growth in our area. It's really changed from 40 years ago. Thomaston, Rockland, Camden, and so it's a great place to live, bring up kids, and And it's been a good run. As things have, what we've learned is, a lot, you know, especially in the boating industry. So, and now I've learned a lot about the hotel industry that I had no idea existed. So I'm learning that every day.
If you've done one thing for so long, yeah, and then say your son convinces you that we should go, you know, take a right turn, mm-hmm, were you able to adapt to that idea easily, or?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'd be easy to do that. So, yeah, three sons are pretty involved with me, and we all decided as a group. But I also have a theory that, every business has a run for about 30 years, and then you've got to get some new blood. And so I'm pretty much retired from boat. My son is putting a really good crew together and doing really well. It was a long 6-7 years here with a downturn for all boat businesses, not just us. And so we've come out of it a bit now, so we're a lot busier, and things are good, and the mid-coast area is growing, so all of it, hopefully that will last, you know, keep on going. So,
if you grew up originally from the Millinocket area, Ruth, you've also seen significant changes to your hometown region, and I think this is kind of emblematic of Maine. Maine always has kind of a back and forth, and we are one thing, and then something changes, and then we're something different, and we're constantly having to remake ourselves. Mm-hmm. Have you had the sense that things are on the upturn for Millinocket?
Ooh, that's one that everyone has been following, and I guess it remains to be seen, but I think there's some positive things happening, and I think the Millinocket will always keep some integrity as well, so I'm interested to see, what it was when I grew up. It certainly no longer exists. I'd love to see the locals benefit from everything that's happening there.
Yeah, the new monument up there is pretty interesting. I wasn't part of the conversation, but I heard about the conversation with some of the wardens. So they're all buying houses in Millinocket now. There's people coming in, and yeah, and as we know, every national park has great economy around it. So let's hope, huh?
Yeah, Lucas St. Clair is he's an impressive individual. He's very thoughtful. He's one of our main live speakers, and he's been in the magazine. I've interviewed him, and one of the things that I've been impressed with is his ability to keep pushing forward despite naysayers, mm-hmm, which isn't always easy to do.
Mm-hmm. We know, Cabot knows a bit about that.
Yeah.
Licensing and permits and building this.
Well, yeah, I want to hear some of this dirt then, Cabot, if this is something that you have some experience with.
Well, we ran into some opposition because they didn't like the idea of a new building like this. And Scott Tees and I were fairly adamant that you can't copy old buildings, so you don't want to. And historical societies around the country are very much behind this now, because they don't want you to go in and try to duplicate an old building, because you can't do it, and it doesn't work. So we wanted a distinctly kind of a neat building that was standing on its own, be a good for that south end of Rockland, and I think we nailed it really well. And of course, there was a lot of naysayers in the beginning because they want to keep everything as the way they moved in. But the people in Rockland that have been there forever have been totally supportive. It's been great. So it's been an interesting, I had no idea I was going to run into that. Zero. Because social media is out of my realm, and they use social media without any kind of real input. In other words, they're not involved. You can do so things on social media, make a big splash, but you're not really involved in the process. And so that was a big surprise to me. We learned a lot.
The moral of the story is change happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, is it possible to hold both things, to maintain the integrity of a community, maintain support of the people who have lived there for maybe generations, but also bring something in that is new that might benefit the economy and these families? Mm-hmm. Is it possible to do both?
Absolutely. I think we did that. Oh, I think we've got a good building, and it looks good, and it does, and it's going to be there for a long time, and it's well built, so it fits right in on Main Street in terms of, you know, it's the first building in 100 plus years that's been built on Main Street, and it's actually quite a bit, it's longer than that, actually. So there was a fire in Rockland in 1952, and some really nice old buildings got burned. And they never got replaced because that was the advent of the whole car was moving in, so everybody moved out. They didn't rebuild anything in Rockland. So we're the first ones to really go ahead and build a new building that, and some of the old buildings that burned were just fantastic. So, but you can't replace that. You've got to start something new. And I think Rockland is on such a roll that it's time to present a little newer face. And some people didn't like that, but generally everybody is all quieted down there. Everybody's quite happy.
On that note, does it seem as if there's some interesting energy going on? I know that Dowling Walsh and there's several other galleries in the area. They've been there for a while now. Obviously, you have the Farnsworth on Main Street. Now you have the Contemporary Art Museum that has just reopened in the middle of Rockland, which is very modern looking.
Very modern, yeah.
Which obviously, it's contemporary art.
Yeah.
And there's actually kind of some interesting synergy between the design of your building and of the CMCA.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's the question
and
of...
And it was unplanned.
But does it seem as if, you know, if you bring something over here and you open up that possibility that it makes it possible for other people to entertain growth and change and building?
Absolutely. I think it's important. And we're starting to see... the CMCA was a good example of how they came in on their own and unbeknownst to us, but it works really well with our building. It works really well for Rockland. It's great. That, you know, Rockland become a gallery and a foodie town, so there's quite a lot to do for people that are interested in that. The Strand Theater has this terrific venues. And people are traveling up from Portland to see what's going on. Musicians are coming up there to be part of the whole musical thing in the Strand. And of course, I like the movies they show, so it's great. Yeah, so the Rockland's changed a lot. Farnsworth Museum is, you know, kind of Wyeth-oriented, but a lot of really good stuff in there. So, and so yeah, it's a changed town. And we'll hopefully be part of it. Hopefully we're helping to push it along. I don't know.
Great minds think alike.
Well, I was just wondering, Ruth, as someone who's on the lower end of the age range, what's it like to be back in Rockland after living in Portland and other parts of the world?
It's great. We've got lots going on. My husband and family are in the art fields, working at galleries and at the Farnsworth. We've got the Bash celebration this weekend, which is sort of the young person innovative art party going on, and they had like a pre-party last Thursday with a sumo theme. It's an origami theme this year, so it's all the young people, lots and lots to do, even in March. So if we can do this in March and having the thriving hotel, and we're doing events in the lobby. I think there's a great opportunity in Rockland for younger people. Yeah.
We had no idea what was going on in Rockland when we opened the hotel. It's unbelievable how many things jump out at us.
Yeah.
And from the Fisherman's Forum to some, you know, some of the food things are going on, and you know, all of a sudden we're really busy, and it's really neat stuff. So everybody's having fun.
You also, in the fall, Camden, Rockport, Rockland, you pull in people from all over the world with the Camden International Film Festival.
All that stuff that's going on in Camden helps feed us, too. Yeah, and they fill up there, and also some people like being in Rockland better. So, yeah, I'm in both towns, pretty heavily invested in all three towns, so... Doesn't matter to me. You know, let's bring them all in. Let's keep all three towns going.
The Rock Coast.
Yeah, and it's interesting because people think of Maine and they have a very specific idea of what Maine is like, depending upon where they've traveled. But I think that your part of the coast is quite unique compared to some of the other. You know, Mount Desert Island is its own thing. Down here in Portland, we're our own thing. But your area, I mean, with the the Jetty and Owl's Head just up the road. I mean, there's some really different things that people can experience in your part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Portland is the driving agent for all of us, and things are going well down here, and that kind of helps push. But the idea is Portland's become a very modern, kind of cool town, and that's pushing that whole coastal main, and so we're feeding off that a bit. So it's great, yeah.
What we offer is very different, though, so still an escape, still a getaway.
Oh, yeah, definitely an escape from, you know. So we've got a lot of Portland people coming up for anniversaries, birthdays, whatever. So it's a nice turn from Portland. So
It was really interesting to me because the magazine does a San Cassette event, you know, 5 to 7 once a month in different parts of Maine. And we did ours up in Camden a couple weeks ago, and it was packed.
Yeah.
We happen to be at the Camden Harbor Inn. I'm sure at some point we will ask if you would like to work with us at 250 Maine, because I think it would be a great San Cassette in
Definitely.
Rockland. But the Midcoast region, I mean, there were people like overflowing the porch and out into the parking lot. And this was March.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still a lot that's going on in Maine, even not during, you know, lobster season.
We're a year-round community now, which didn't used to. 40 years ago, that just wasn't happening, and we've reached as a friend of mine who has since died, but he was saying we're a little like Santa Fe in some ways, where we reached a critical mass. So it's a full year-round community now, where instead of just a vacation place. So it's very much changed that way. So it's, there's just something happening every weekend up there. It's really busy. I'm just amazed. So we used to be pretty quiet for the whole winter up there. So
yeah, I find when I go up there, and when I stayed at 250 Maine, I just could not eat at all the restaurants I wanted to eat at. Mm-hmm. I couldn't visit all the places I wanted to visit. And this is, you know, this is the Rock Coast. So
that's right.
You'd think that it would be small enough and manageable enough that that would be possible.
Right.
But there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
What do you see happening, Ruth, with 250 Maine? You've been open since 2016, so not quite a year.
We haven't been open a year, yeah.
What are you hoping, as the manager, what are you hoping to see happen with the hotel?
Well, there's a lot going on in Maine tourism this year. I was just at the Governor's Conference on Tourism last week, so certainly to stay abreast of all that and stay pragmatic, but also, you know, the second season sort of more put down some roots and find that, you know, sort of rooted pattern, especially with the seasons being so strong. But I hope that, you know, as we do put down roots, that we still maintain our cutting edge. I think that's our edge is a big thing. Cabot's a little bit of a visionary and a maverick, and I want to stay true to that no matter what. And I always want to stay true to Rockland.
Does that feel weird to have her say that you're a maverick, Cabot?
I've been called a lot worse. Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm ready to go out and try different things. I've always been that way. So
what's next for you? So now you have boat building, very successful business over there. You've got 250 Maine.
Well, grandchildren are slowing me down a bit now. So that's probably the big step. I'm kind of semi-retired at this point. My son runs the two boat yards, and Migas is running the hotel, and we've got some good people to help back them up. So it's amazing how busy I am with all that. So I still partake in all of it. But it, Rockland's an interesting place. So
now, are you both able to get out and enjoy the water?
I am. She has to work harder.
Yeah, that's the only disparity for me in the summer. I love having my guests at the hotel, but dirty secret, I don't like having house guests. Everyone wants to visit you in the summertime.
Not a secret anymore.
Everybody wants to visit, and then you don't get to, you know, do those things. So hopefully this year.
Yeah, we have a great young staff there, so it's kind of fun. But everybody has to have a little time off. So
have you been able to get up back to Vermont this year and ski?
Yeah, just went up there for 4 days with a storm. Had 50 inches of new snow. I've never seen New England skiing better than it was in the last 4 days. In fact, it was phenomenal. So it was really fun. And of course, it's Old Home Week up there. So for me, so we used to live in Morrisville. So and, before we came here.
Sounds like you've got the best of both worlds.
Trying to.
That's all you can do, right?
That's all you can do.
Try. Well, I appreciate you both coming in and talking with me today, and I really do love the work that you've done.
To stay there
was such a treat. I'm hoping that we'll be back again soon. I've been speaking with Cabot Lyman, who is the owner of Lyman Morse Boat Building, who moved to Maine and started the boat building company in 1978, and then in 2016 opened 250 Maine, a boutique hotel in Rockland, and also with Ruth Woodbury Starr, a Maine native, who is the general manager of the hotel. Thanks so much for coming in and for all the good work you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you.